Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Russia is making serious claims against Ukraine this morning. Pentagon correspondent Cammie McCormick has our top story.
Russia accuses Ukraine of using drones today to attack the Kremlin in a failed bid to kill President Putin. It's a dramatic statement, and it's unclear if it's true. The Kremlin claims two drones were used in the alleged attack on Putin's residence within the Kremlin compound. Moscow is now saying it may use the incident to escalate the war in Ukraine.
A senior Ukraine official says his country had nothing to do with the reported strike. Authorities in Belgrade say a seventh grader who allegedly killed eight classmates and a school guard with his father's handgun today had made a detailed plan that included the names of his victims and their classes. Police say the suspect was arrested in the schoolyard after calling police and confessing. An investigation into a motive is underway. We've just learned of another arrest in a mass shooting in Cleveland, Texas. The sheriff tells the Associated Press the wife of the suspect has now been taken into custody. The news comes hours after Francisco Oropesa was found in a home near Houston, hiding under a pile of laundry. He'd been on the run since Friday when he allegedly opened fire on a neighbor's home after he was asked to stop shooting into his yard. Deputy U.S. Marshal Joe Ruiz de Chavez.
This was an atrocious crime that devastated this community and this country.
Five neighbors were killed, including a nine-year-old boy. Fear is rippling through campus at UC Davis after three separate stabbings in the last week, two of them deadly.
I did not expect my senior year for any of this to be happening, especially in Davis.
After multiple killings near the University of California, Davis, there's still no suspect in custody. Three stabbings over the last week, all within roughly a mile of campus in a small city which hadn't seen a homicide since 2019.
That's correspondent Carter Evans reporting. Today, the Federal Reserve is expected to raise interest rates yet again. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
The rationale is that even though the economy is slowing down, prices remain high, and that is why the Fed is most likely going to raise interest rates for the 10th consecutive time.
Top Hollywood actors are showing solidarity with TV and movie writers who've begun their second day of a strike. Josh Gad on the picket line outside Fox Studios in L.A.
They are the reason that I get to work. So I'm out here alongside of them today fighting for, I think, very reasonable things.
S&P futures up 4, Dow futures ahead 9. This is CBS News.
Need to hire quality candidates fast? You need Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com.
WAUK 540 AM. New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at WAUKradio.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Republican lawmakers are removing 545 of Governor Evers' state budget proposals. The Budget Writing Joint Finance Committee took the first votes on the spending plan yesterday. Democrats object to scuttling middle-class tax cuts and paid family leave, to name just a couple. Representative Evan Goyke.
We have to grow. And many of the things that are the responsibility of our government are what people are looking for.
The budget debate is expected to play out for several more weeks. The Assembly Republican plan to revamp shared revenue is still missing some details. We don't know yet how they plan to divide $227 million in new aid for local governments. It's also not clear how they plan to repeal the personal property tax. In sports, the Rockies beat the Brewers last night 3-2. Eric Lauer starts tonight for Milwaukee. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Images are everywhere, on iPads, cell phones, or the cloud. In fact, everywhere but where you can find them. Mike Crivello Camera and Imaging Center has the solution to this problem. They're called pictures, and we print them right from our website. And you order them online at MikeCrivellos.com. And they look magnificent in your photo album.
Mike Crivello's world is a wonderful world of cameras.
It's not a picture till it's printed. 181st and Blue Mound.
WAUK 540 AM. Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at WAUKradio.com.
2020. That's the vision at Holtebeck Eye Center. At Holtebeck Eye Center, they provide the most professional and compassionate care in the industry, from your first call to follow-up after treatment. If you've been dreaming of seeing clearly again, Dr. Holtebeck can restore your vision with expert care and attention to issues like cataracts, glaucoma, and diabetes complications. You'll not only see better, but feel better too. Don't wait any longer. Improve your eyesight. Visit Holtebeck.com. That's Holtebeck.com.
Attention all DIYers! When you're looking for the best products and supplies to take your landscaping to the next level, look no further than Choice Landscaping. For 30 years, Choice Landscaping and Garden Center continues to deliver professional and personal service within a 10-mile radius of Cudahy, but welcomes customers from all over. Whether it's spring, summer, fall, or winter, his Garden Center is open year-round to cover all your needs. So don't wait. For more info, visit ChoiceLandscaping.com. Choice Landscaping. Cover all your needs.
A progressive voice from Manitowoc to Janesville. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at WAUK Radio.
The Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. It's Wednesday, and the dawn of resistance has come forth. good morning to you, Maggie. How you doing?
Morning, Earl. It's really good to see you.
It's always good to see you. And, you know, I have to tell you, it's always something. And you know, I have to tell you, the fact that we were going to get this increase in, you know, revenue that is so needed with the county and at the city level, I really was excited because I do know how long the mayor, the former mayor, Tom Barrett, former county executive, Chris Abley, had been lobbying and fighting to get this, and were basically turned down at every turn. And it is my belief that part of why they both left is because they knew it was an impossible task to deal with the budgets on the city or the county level without these additional resources. And they had exhausted their way, you know, the conversations at the state level with Robin Voss and Republicans. What changed?
Well, I'm going to give you some, like, vintage Maggie Dawn right here, right?
That's what we want.
So, and I'm going to be pretty unvarnished in my criticism of former Mayor Barrett. I think he is an example of what happens when Milwaukee lets our fear of change get in the way of what we have to evolve to, right? What the next thing needs to be for this economic engine for the entire state. And the relationship between Republicans and Mayor Barrett was completely and totally broken, right? There's no dialogue at all. And what it then fed into was just a continual cycle of blaming and rhetoric. And there, again, no ability to talk to one another at all. There was no trust and no respect. And I think we could spend an entire hour talking about opportunities Mayor Barrett had to lead the city, address some of the issues that we as Native Milwaukeeans know are really pernicious and difficult, many of which involve racial systemic inequities. But Mayor Barrett didn't do that. And so my term for Mayor Barrett is perhaps we should think of him a little bit as another mediocre white man failing up. No offense, but that's just the way I see it. He was rewarded for his mediocrity by giving an ambassadorship, a plum one at that, to a country that speaks French. He speaks no French. And a country that is a financial center in Europe, and he has no background in finance. So I just want to start with, you know, yes, Tom Barrett knew that they had a revenue problem, but in effect, he was unwilling to swallow his own ego to try to address it.
Executive ably.
Yeah, and executive ably, I think, was much more willing to talk with and work with Republicans. But again, there was friction between Tom Barrett and Chris Ably. And that, again, kept it, I think, from gaining the traction, the necessary condition, why we're even able to debate or consider whether or not this is a good thing on balance for Milwaukee County and the city of Milwaukee, is because of David Crowley and because of Cavalier Johnson. Without those two men being in positions of leadership, along with fresh faces in the Common Council and fresh faces at the county board and the leadership of both President Pettis and Chairwoman Nicholson, we are not having this discussion. It's the culmination of really 2+ years by both of those men and Pettis and Nicholson to really do an outreach to Madison that we're even having this discussion.
So I'm a supporter of both those men. I'll say that up front, have been since they were younger men before they even had risen to where they are now. We're going to have the county executive on tomorrow. County Executive Crowley will be joining me on tomorrow. But as a lifelong resident of the city and having watched what has transpired at the state level under Robin Voss's leadership. You know, I've reached out to Robin Voss many times to try to get him to come on the air. No such luck. And because I would have asked him, as a longtime homeowner and taxpayer in the city of Milwaukee, the fact that the state would do everything within its power, whatever their problems were with the mayor, then mayor and county executive, to punish the taxpayers of this city and to not be concerned at all about us, to say to police and fire, you don't have to pay your percentage of the pension, but everybody else does. To step forward and say to police and fire and other people who work for the city, you don't have to live in the city anymore, which was not theirs to even begin with. It was not for them to even stick their noses into that.
Right.
It let me know that they had some reasons that they wanted to punish the city in which I live. That's the way I looked at this on the state level.
Yep.
Under Governor Walker and under that regime with Robin Voss. Now, To see these changes that they're talking about, and that's good. But I've also heard that they have to tell us what to do with the money. We're not qualified enough, or our leadership has to have their hands held. And it's not just in the city of Milwaukee. They're going to do the same thing in Waukesha and other places. That they somehow, Maggie, can control and should control what our leaders will do with those resources. And then to dictate that we have to have 100 new police officers, you know, and never mind all the other things that we are going to need to help make sure that the garbage is picked up, that the snow is plowed, the things that we pay taxes for, that they totally ignore that, and Robin Voss can somehow dictate to us what those dollars are used for. I'm sorry, that's unacceptable.
So I totally hear what you're saying, and I respect it. And I think that's a view that a lot of people have. I think you hit on, there's a couple of things. First, while all of this is in the same bill, the restrictions or asks of the county are not nearly as substantial as the asks
of the city.
The second thing I'm going to say, and we'll, let's talk about what those are, right? We've got a little bit of time, and I'm happy to come back on. David will do some work tomorrow with you to explain it. The first thing I want to say is we are far from having a done bill, right? This is the first public introduction. There are a lot of hearings that have to transpire, and folks that are advocating for the city and the county remain at the table actively negotiating about all of these things. That's thing two. The third thing I wanted to just observe was there is no reality where these revenue challenges get addressed with Republican control of the Assembly and Senate in Wisconsin state government without there being some horse trading that's going to go on, right? Because if you are Robin Voss, You cannot sort of stand up to your caucus and your constituencies in outstate counties and say, this is why we're permitting this or granting Milwaukee this new power without having some political wins to report back. That is just what I would call the hard-nosed reality of the politics of where we're at. Now, are there ways to argue against that? Yes, which would be, listen, we're asking for a referendum. It's a sales tax that would apply only in the city of Milwaukee for the 2% and only, or if not higher, and only about 0.5% across the county. And those voters will decide, okay? But it's taxes, right? And that is not part of the current GOP's platform, right?
Couldn't he have done this without the referendum?
Yes,
because there's a possibility that the referendum doesn't pass. Then what?
That, Earl, is one of the main issues that I think both the city and the county are strongly advocating against, is to remove the referendum requirement. But I'm just talking about the political atmosphere, right? So if you know that as a Republican leader, you're going to have to sell this somehow to right voters, a lot of MAGA supporters, et cetera, part of that would lead you to a place where you're going to say, listen, we have always tried to align ourselves as the law and order party, and we can talk about all of the dog whistling that goes along with that. And I agree with all that. But we knew that that was likely going to be how they would try to direct the spending. Now, it's not just for law and order. And you put your finger on, in my humble opinion, the most significant portion of the legislation. I would respectfully suggest that a lot of the restrictions are frankly more political symbols, actual substantive things, except for the maintenance of effort when it comes to the Milwaukee Police Department, because that is such a huge line item driver in the budget, right? The benefits, the fringes, all of that for police and fire are the biggest expense driver in the current city budget. But part of the pain of that will be alleviated by having a dedicated source of revenue to help pay for those benefits. Let's talk more about it if we can.
Absolutely. David, we'll come to you on the other side. It's, it's the dawn of resistance. she causes all these problems for us. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
High pay with excellent benefits? Check. Fair treatment and safe work conditions? Check. A paid training program? Check. Check all of your career boxes with the International Union of Painters and Allied Trades of District Council 7. Experienced industrial painters and drywall finishers needed now or become an apprentice. Call Tom Coyne at 262-488-4839 today. 262-488-4839 or go to IUPATDC7.com.
This is Pat Greitlow from Up North News Radio. On the air, online, or on demand, make it a point to catch the first word on Wisconsin news, sports, and more weekday mornings from 6 to 8 all across the stations of the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times this afternoon with highs around 57. Northwest winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Lows level off around 36. Tonight, partly cloudy skies. High of 65. Tomorrow, mainly sunny skies. Low 60s Friday with a chance for scattered rain showers. Mid 60s, overcast skies Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 39 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Butler to Windlake. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. It's Wednesday, and the dawn of resistance is with us. And, you know, Maggie, all the times that I've had you on, this probably is one of the most important times. Now, I will say to you that I am like a scorned person.
Mm-hmm. I get it.
We've had to deal with this under Scott Walker,
yep,
and all of that. And so had it not been that kind of a background, I probably wouldn't be feeling the way I'm feeling now. But we've had to deal with this. And then also hear the other side go on conservative talk radio and berate the leadership and the city and the county. And say, as I heard the other day, well, you know, the reason that we have to control what happens with these dollars and what it can be spent on, even though I heard Paul Farrell, the county executive of Waukesha, where I am right now, saying he doesn't like the fact that they're going to try to control what happens with those dollars. And then to hear somebody from the other side say, well, we have to do this because Milwaukee doesn't know what to do with its money. We've got to basically, they're not qualified or capable. So we have to put these, the controls on everybody else because of Milwaukee. Those are the things, Maggie, that create, you know, the environment that I feel.
I feel that frustration too. I hate that rhetoric. So here's some facts. Since the peak size of Milwaukee County in terms of full-time employees, which was up over 12,000, Milwaukee County has reduced its employee footprint by 8,000. We're now just around 4,000 full-time employees. We have sold off more than 2.2 million square feet of unused county building space. We have engaged in meaningful public and private partnerships to fund some of our core services, as well as some of our cultural assets. We continue every year to shave from our budget. We are an example, an exemplar, a shining bright star of, I think, accountable, efficient, and transparent government. We work really hard to do that. I am proud of what the county has accomplished. And it is because of those things. Now, it's not what you're going to hear on talk radio, at least righty-whitey talk radio.
Right.
But it is because of those efforts and because of the new leadership, which continues to be committed to ensuring efficient and effective government and to taking a hard look at what's not working well within our governments and fixing that, that we're having this conversation, right? So I beg people, one, yes, I think we need to be honest about what has come before and the vilification, which is so loaded with racist beliefs and biases, right? We have to acknowledge that. We are righteously angry about that rhetoric. But we are at an existential moment for Milwaukee, both the city and the county. This is legislation the likes of which has not been seen in probably two generations in terms of its ability to better fund all local governments. That's the first point, the shared revenue portion that's going to help better fund all local governments, rural and urban, Democrat and Republican. It will fund all local governments better. And then the second part of this legislation, which is the potential for a sales tax uniquely in the city of Milwaukee and one also across the county. Now, those sales taxes, you know, there are all kinds of jurisdictions within the state that have been levying unique sales taxes. They're basically the resort tax, right? Right. Think Door County, Wisconsin Dells, like Rhinelander, some places way up north. And you would think, hey, that would be something for Milwaukee County.
But we were denied.
Correct. There simply has not been able since the gerrymander, right, and a representative democracy that isn't representative in Wisconsin anymore, right? We are stuck dealing with these political realities. And so I think when you drill down on this first version of the bill, and I want to emphasize that again, this is only the first version. We are far from the finish line. There's a lot of negotiating that has to come yet. We always knew that these sources of revenue were going to come with some strings attached. But what it does is when we've got dollars, right, that we don't have to spend to fund our pensions, that frees up dollars in our budget to do other things. And even with the restrictions, we were spending in those areas anyways, Earl. So from a very pragmatic standpoint, and I apologize that I can't stay longer than these two segments today, but I'll come back whenever you want, including next Wednesday.
Yes, absolutely.
I urge people to think about the pragmatic impact of these things and the crisis point that we're at in southeastern Wisconsin and the political realities that we have to operate in. I'm sure David is going to be an excellent executive and ambassador to help continue this dialogue, but I think Milwaukeeans have every right to be angry about the rhetoric.
You know, the good thing, Maggie, and I hate that you have to go, but you're going to be followed by Dr. Robert Craig. And so we're going to be able to continue what I think is as critical a juncture on the state level Milwaukee County has ever experienced in my lifetime. And so we're at that point.
Yep. And I, one of the reasons that I can't stay longer is this has been all I've been doing nearly 24 hours a day for a couple weeks.
Hey, thank
you. We'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, all right. Thank you, Maggie. Got to go to a break. Dave, hang on. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, Wisconsin's home for rational talk radio.
CBS News Brief.
Щодо дронів над Кремлем.
A Ukrainian presidential advisor is denying today's claim by Russia. Ukraine tried to attack the Kremlin with drones to kill Vladimir Putin. The advisor says Russia is making it all up as an excuse for what he calls a large-scale terrorist attack on Ukraine. Officials in Serbia say a boy made a hit list, went to class, and carried out a deadly plan. The BBC's Guy Delaney.
Police say a 14-year-old student in the 7th grade used his father's gun to fire at both students and security guards.
They say the child killed 8 classmates and a guard before he called police and confessed. Police in Texas have arrested several more people, including the wife of a man suspected of killing 5 neighbors. They found him hiding under a pile of laundry in a home near Houston. Jacinto County Sheriff Greg Capers.
They can rest easy now because he is behind bars, and he will live out his life behind bars for killing those 5.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
A progressive voice for rural Wisconsin. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
This is Pat Kreitlow from Up North News Radio, inviting you to join us every weekday morning from 6 to 8 a.m. Up North News is your online home for stories that are unabashedly Wisconsin. We cover the latest out of the state capital, of course, but we also celebrate this amazing state with stories about people and places, food, events, history, and more. You can find our work at our website, upnorthnewswi.com, or search for Up North News WI on social media and subscribe to our newsletter, too. Then, each morning, I get you caught up on the latest headlines, plenty of weather checks, a little sports. We do a daily music break and a history lesson. We have newsmakers, insiders, community leaders, and all kinds of other guests and regulars. And we take the time to break down an issue or a story and explain it in plain English. Catch Up North News Radio weekdays 6 to 8 here on the radio, the Civic Media website, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
When it comes to hair and makeup artistry, there is only one salon that you need, Raven and Blonde. Their stylists are passionate about their work and committed to giving you the best service possible. From precision cuts to perms, balayage to dimensional color service and more, the Raven and Blonde stylists do it all. Book your appointment today at ravenandblonde.com. That's ravenandblonde.com. Raven and Blonde, where hair and makeup artistry meets exceptional service. 157 South 1st Street, Milwaukee.
Feeling down, anxious, depressed? You are not alone. According to the World Health Organization, approximately 280 million people have depression, but the majority never receive treatment. At WellPoint Care Network, they can help. Their outpatient clinic staff are both qualified and caring, not to mention highly trained in partnering with you on your healing journey. Make an appointment today at wellpointcare.org. They serve all ages, infants, children, and adults. Both in-person and virtual services are available. Learn more at wellpointcare.org.
Larry, it's your mom. Did you know the Civic Media Network covers the whole state of Wisconsin? They can help your business get the word out, whether you want to reach a smidge of folks or just want the whole kit and caboodle. Call 608-819-8255. Okay then, bye.
The 4 most dreaded words.
My computer is down.
Oh boy, that bites. Remain sane. PC It Back Together will fix the pain. Rated number 1 PC doctor in Southeast Wisconsin. Great service, great rates, and fast service with no trip charge. Experts with PCs, laptops, network servers, protection, backups, and can even help you remotely. Click PCItBack.com or call us at 262-706-3235. That's 262-706-3235. Remain sane. We fix the pain.
At 844 967-2789. You can text us at that same number. The state has now of Wisconsin is and Robin Voss, after a decade or more of leadership in the city and the county, making it clear to Robin Voss and the Republicans that the city of Milwaukee was in dire straits and that the economic engine of the entire state was facing some horrible realities. The state has chosen to totally ignore it. You heard Maggie Dawn clearly state that the county is down from 12,000 employees to 4,000. Those of us who live in Milwaukee County know the impact and the pain of that, that it sold off most of its resources, most of its assets they have sold off. And so when you hear Robin Voss say, well, you know, what you guys need to do is build relationships across the board and cut this and cut that, you know, some of us have been around here long enough to know about the cuts and the county selling off its assets because of not being able to have the resources necessary to keep things going. Let's go to David from Mequon. Dave, thank you for hanging on. You say what?
Hey, good morning, Earl. Is Kelvin, how old is Kelvin, if I may ask?
24.
So when Kelvin was basically right before Scott Walker took as county executive for Milwaukee County, there's a gentleman by the name of Tom Ament. I'm not sure if he's aware of who that person is.
Yeah, but I am.
But that essentially, that individual single-handedly ruined Milwaukee County with the pension scandal. That's how Scott Walker got into power to begin with. And so we're still paying the piper, even though it's 20-some-odd years ago, the county is still paying the piper for Tom Ament's mismanagement of what he did back then. That's number one. Number two, as far as everything else, yeah, the Act 10, yes, it did leave the police and fire unions out of the equation. However, that did help with MPS. That did help with other union scenarios where they had to contribute a little bit to the pension. And it should be noted that Wisconsin, all 50 states, Wisconsin is the only state that's close to 100% fully funded pension-wise. And I don't have a problem in the city, like Maggie was stating, with the pension situation with the city currently and even with the county still, that should be combined into the state because the state runs a phenomenal pension system. It doesn't matter if it was Republican or Democrat. It's the top, it is the top of the top. So that's not a bad thing. And I would point out
what's not a bad thing, David?
To have the pension, the city pension and the county pension rolled into the state pension.
Kevler
Johnson has proposed shutting down the Milwaukee city pension. So new hires would go on to the state pension as opposed to the city pension.
It'd be absolutely, but there's pushback against that.
Well, at the end of the day, the state has done a much better job. Again, doesn't matter if it's Republican or Democrat. The pension system in the state of Wisconsin is superior to the city or the state or the county.
Not questioning that. I'm saying that when the Republicans were in charge under Scott Walker, they are the ones who made it clear that police and fire didn't have to pay their fair share. And everybody
else did. But guess what?
The
Democrats right now, Earl, but the Democrats right now want to get rid of Act 10.
Hey,
so
Dave,
you can't have it both ways.
I'm saying this. The major burden that we are faced with right now is the fact that these pension obligations have come due. And the main reason that the city is facing $150 million budget deficit, at the root of it is the pension obligations. And the fact that the city, the state stuck his nose where it shouldn't have been to protect police and fire and give them special treatment, and the rest of us and the taxpayers have to suffer for that. I don't know. You may say that's okay, but as a taxpayer in the city, I'm not buying that. That's not okay. They should have paid this. And I know officers, police officers, who are retired, who say the exact same thing I'm saying. It wasn't right. And they're benefiting. So when people try to act like that's not a big deal, man, come on, man.
Why doesn't the governor and why doesn't the mayor, why don't they work together and say, hey, listen, police and fire union, you got to have to chip in a little bit.
Hey, why
what's the problem with that?
Why didn't this? Why?
I'm not talking about the past. I'm talking about present day. Well, why isn't that conversation being talked
you
today?
You cannot talk about the present without talking about the past and what created the situation.
Okay, let me question you on one thing. Who's in charge of the city pension system? Aren't those people elected? Didn't you vote for those people? I think you did.
Well, you have
a comptroller, right?
Listen, Dave. It doesn't matter. Whatever the comptroller has
it
to
do. It does
deal
matter.
Let me, because you're crying
crocodile tears. Oh, it's the state. The city is the one that put themselves in that position by giving maybe too big a benefits for pension.
What are you?
That's the problem.
Listen, man. You guys didn't say that when it was police and fire, okay? You didn't cry about too big a pension when police and fire were the ones receiving it.
We know what unions do.
We know that
police union and the fire union are Republican backed. We know the school union is Democrat.
But they crucified all other unions. That's what they did, except for police and fire. That's where I have the issue. And you don't seem to have an issue because it's police and fire. I got to go, man. Thank you very much for the call. Maggie, I know you're busy, but quickly.
Yeah, hi, Earl. I just wanted to clarify something that I think David was trying to ask, like, why isn't the city and the county, by extension, trying to negotiate with police and fire unions today? They are. They have been. They've been doing so for over 20 years. But benefits granted are very, very difficult to shrink. And here's the other thing about pension law, which a lot of people don't understand, is that in pension law, once a benefit is vested and earned, it cannot be reduced. It cannot be reduced. So there's a very interesting intersection of complex pension law as well as the burdens of collective bargaining, which brings us back to your point that when Act 10 was passed, they didn't include police and fire, and it robbed the city and the county of the ability to exert some leverage or pressure to try to negotiate those benefits differently. And that's so, in a sense, as neutral as I can, is you're both right. Right. But I would be remiss to let anyone persist in the notion that both the city and the county have not been trying very hard for 20 years to negotiate pension benefits with the police and fire unions. Thanks for letting me clarify.
Hey, Maggie,
that.
Thank you. Earl, thank you very much. That's what we need. Let's go back to the phone lines. And I'm sorry, you guys call back. We're going to take you right away. Call back. Let's go to Ken from Sturgeon Bay. Ken, go ahead.
Good morning, Earl.
Good morning.
So if Milwaukee files for Chapter 11, are they obligated to pay the pension? Maybe he should just file for Chapter 11.
You know, if it was that simple,
then the rest of the state wouldn't be on the hook.
What is this? Bail them out again. The state's not bailing out Milwaukee, man.
Yes, they are, Earl. They get 46% of state funding. There are only 11,000 workers contributing.
We've already told you we've gone through this before.
Milwaukee County has taken the rest of the Wisconsin taxpayers over the barrel.
Well, see,
and people would wake up and realize that.
Hey, you know, Ken,
it's another liberal ran city that wants to bail out, Earl. That's what it is.
Hey, Ken.
It's mismanaged run.
Hey, Ken, do you think that the resources that they're talking about giving to counties and cities is just Milwaukee? Sturgeon Bay is going to get their share of it, too. Are you aware of that? No,
Sturgeon
you're not.
Bay pays more in state taxes than Milwaukee County does.
You said what?
Tourism, by far. More is the state than Milwaukee.
You are absolutely 100% incorrect. You know, man, what kills me, Sturgeon, I mean, Door County has some amenities, but apparently you've never been down to Milwaukee. Hey, people in the state, there's a certain population that makes it to Door County. But the majority of the population that's traveling and coming to is the city of Milwaukee. You just don't know because you haven't been down here. But it does go to show, man, just how far off the beaten path you are to make a statement that Door County is paying more taxes than the city of Milwaukee. I don't even know how I can even have you on the air again if you can't even figure that out. And then you talk as if you've got some facts on that. You don't have it. And if there are facts, they're 100% incorrect, like what you keep spewing about, you know, the city of Milwaukee in the state giving a handout to the city of Milwaukee in Milwaukee County. Man, you should do a little homework. You're a nice guy. I like having you on, but you really should do a little homework. Thank you very much for the call. You know, so as this thing continues to move down the line, there's going to be a lot of bloodletting with what happens on the state level. And let's be frank. If there wasn't $7 million sitting in the coffers of the state, would we be even having this conversation? And the great thing is, we've got a governor, you know, who can bring some sanity to all of this. Got to go to a break, 844-967. Tom from West Dallas will get you on the other side, 2789. We'll be right back.
That's the vision at Holtebeck Eye Center. At Holtebeck Eye Center, they provide the most professional and compassionate care in the industry, from your first call to follow-up after treatment. If you've been dreaming of seeing clearly again, Dr. Holtebeck can restore your vision with expert care and attention to issues like cataracts, glaucoma, and diabetes complications. You'll not only see better, but feel better too. Don't wait any longer. Improve your eyesight. Visit Holtebeck.com. That's Holtebeck.com.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools?
It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
MyShiro always goes the extra mile, stretches every dollar, puts others first. But now it's your time, Mom. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings now at aceyourretirement.org.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Daytime highs approaching 57 this afternoon under partly cloudy skies. Northwest winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Lows around 36 tonight. High temperatures reach up to 65 tomorrow. Lots of sunshine. Seasonal temps Friday and Saturday with highs from the low 60s to the mid 60s. Chance for scattered showers Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 39 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. If you're just joining us, we're talking about revenue and what's going to happen at the state level as a formula, I guess, is going to be changed somewhat to give more resources to many counties and cities across the state and towns. Let's go to Tom from West Dallas. Thank you very much for the call, Tom. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. I have kind of an observation which turns into a question. You got people like DeSantis who are doing everything they can to mess with Disney. They're fourth largest tax contributor to the state, their largest tourist attraction, and they are trying to screw with that. Here in this state, we have Voss and his ilk doing what they can to cripple Milwaukee, their biggest tax collector and their, you know, the biggest area in the state. Why are they doing that? Why are, you know, this is just the stadium. No, we're not going to give a dime to the stadium. Well, you know, the Brewers, the Bucks all bring in tax revenue from all the tourists, all the people that come downtown, but yet we don't want to spend any money, invest in any money to attract people to come down, or it's also businesses. Why would anyone want to come to Milwaukee if the state doesn't want to give us any help?
Well, you know, when you say the state doesn't want to give us any help, it's why I'm frustrated, because there is some reason underneath what is transpiring and why the state is responding in the way that it is. I happen to believe it is because, as segregated a state as we are, that the majority of people of color happen to reside in Milwaukee County and Dane County and a little bit in Brown County, a little bit in Racine County. But those are small areas compared to a state the size of Wisconsin. And so at the root of it, clearly is racist. And so, you know, I know that because, again, I've lived in this state for almost 70 years. And that hasn't ever changed. And so you know, people got to have to be willing to accept that, you know, that plays a role in it. And what else could it be? You know, I'm listening to the guy, I forgot his name, Ben or Ken or whatever his name was. And he was talking about, well, the money goes to Milwaukee County. And well, but he doesn't understand. Milwaukee County has 940 or so thousand people in it, the largest county in the state of Wisconsin, followed by Dane County, 555,000 people, followed by Waukesha County, 405,000, then Brown County, 267,000, then Racine County, 197,000. It's not coincidental that Milwaukee County, Dane County, Brown County, and Racine County happen to have the largest population of people of color in the state. And so anything they can do to punish, you know, those particular counties is what they do. Tom, there was something else you asked.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, it is. It is.
You know, it's just ridiculous. And how is that benefiting anybody? I mean, again, Milwaukee is a beautiful city. Yes, we have crime. Every city in the country has the same amount of crime. I mean, so that whole stereotype is out the window. But why are they so reluctant to invest in us? You know, racism, isn't that just, if you look at isn't the balance sheet, especially if you're Republicans, isn't the balance sheet far more important than trying to be racist?
You know, Tom, even in spite of all of that, they haven't stopped people from across this state to come to Milwaukee because of the amenities that Milwaukee has. No other county in the state can come close to matching the amenities that Milwaukee County has. Milwaukee County is, and the city of Milwaukee is a destination place for people across this nation, and she's only getting bigger and stronger. Thank you very much for the call. Robert, quickly, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, I'll be fast. I think in addition to the racism, it's also they want to steal that money and give it either to their donors or the companies in Wisconsin Manufacturers of Commerce. So I think that's also underlining all this. So yeah, hopefully the legislators will get out and educate people because you can hear how ignorant some of the folks are in the audience and on the facts and the data.
Well, you know, Robert, it is absolutely what you said is absolutely 100% correct. Look, call back on the other side, man. I want to delve a little deeper. Got to go to a break. When we come back, Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, will join the fray. You too can join the conversation, 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
Are record high energy and water costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive. While you may not ask for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to be without heat, water, or power. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.heat.help. That's www.heat.help.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on